Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, this time around, the revolution will not be televised.
Woo!
As we proceed to give you what you need, oh, nine bucks. Get live, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, and the hero again, made a hip hop version.
When I was sleeping on the train, sleeping on Mesero Lab out in the rain, without even a single slice of pizza to my name. Too proud to beg for change, mastering the pain. When New York niggas was calling Southern rappers lame, but then Jack and I slang. I used to get dizzy spells, hear a little ring, the voice of an angel telling me my name. Telling me that one day I'ma be a great man, transforming with the Megatron Dawn sitting out flame. Eating whack rappers alive, sitting out chain. I ain't believe it then, nigga, I was homeless. Fighting, shooting dice, smoking weed on the corners. Trying to find the meaning of life in the corona. Till the 5%ers rolled up on the nigga and informed them. You either build or destroy, where you come from? The Magnolia Project's in the third ward, slum, hum. It's quite amazing that you rhyme, how you do, and that you shine like you grew up in a shrine in Peru. Question 14, Muslim lesson 2. Dip diver, civilizer 85er. I make the devil hit his knees and say to our father, abracadabra. You rocking with the true and living. Shout out the lights out, Joseph I, Chewy Bivens. Shout out to Baltimore, Baton Rouge, my crew in Richmond. While y'all debating who the truth was like Jews and Christians, I was on Cecil B, Broad Street, Master, North Philly, South Philly, 23rd, Tasker, 6 Mile, 7 Mile, Hartwell, Rasher. When niggas really were packing U-Haul trucks up. Put the high beams on, drive up on the curb at a barbecue and hop up out the back like, what's up? Kill a nigga, rob a nigga, take a nigga, bust up. That's why when you talk that tough talk, I never feel you. You sound real good and you play the part well, but the energy you giving off is so unfamiliar. I don't feel you.
We need Sir Miller!
Nas hit me up on the phone, said what you waiting on. Tip hit me up with a twit, said what you waiting on. Diddy send a text every hour on the dot saying when you gon' drop that first nigga you taking long. So now I'm back spitting that he could pass a polygraph. That Reverend Run rocking Adidas out on Hollis Ave. That FOI Marcus Garvey, Nikki Tesla. I shock you like an ill electric field, J Electra.
Oh my God, keep
going. They call me J Electronica. Fuck that, call me J-Elect Hanukkah, J-Elect Yarmulke, J-Elect Tramadan, Muhammad Asalamaka, Rasulullah Subhanahu wa ta'ala through your monitor. My Uzi still weigh a ton, check the barometer. I'm hotter than the motherfucking sun, check the thermometer. I'm bringing ancient mathematics back to modern man. My mama told me never throw a stone and hide your hand. I got a lot of family, you got a lot of fans. That's why the people got my back like the Verizon man. I play the back and fade the black and then devise a plan. Out in London smoking, vibing while I ride the tram. Giving out that raw food to lions disguised as lambs. And by the time they get their seat tight and deploy all their henchmen to come at me from the treetops, I'm chilling out at tree stock, building by the millions. My light is brilliant.
Yeah. Up and Smoke Radio, baby. We back again. Like I do this every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, 10 o'clock. But this is the special time. We're going in early, 9 o'clock. Early, new time. How's everybody out there doing? We're gonna go right in, but we ain't gonna go in just yet because I see the conversation. I see people out there, they see what the topic is about and they wanna talk about it right now. But we're gonna fall back for a second. Today I'll be interviewing my cousin, Wesley Williams, and the homie Bruce Jackson. They got a new rap battle league called The Joust, and we're going to interview them and see what they got going on in the new future, because I think they got a show going on November 1st, but we're going to talk to them in a second here, people. Let's give it up for them. You know what I mean? Let's give it up for them real quick. We're going to bring them on here in a second. But I just want to talk to y'all people, like, real quick. I'm hyped. I'm charged. I got the motherfucking drink in my motherfucking cup. My motherfucking niggas, you got to say. Because when we get a chance to talk about some real issues, when we get a chance to talk about some real facts, this is the stuff I wake up in the morning for early. Early. This is the stuff I wake up in the morning early for. But at the end of the day, we're gonna do some talking. But, like I said, we're going to go in that conversation in 1 second. If you're listening to me online, I got a chat room going on and popping. You can go in there and talk to them dudes in the chat room. They be going crazy sometimes, man. And at the end of the day, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, if you're listening right now, we wanna give a shout out to you if you're a live listener right now, because I fuck with y'all heavy, man. So I support my movement. I fuck with you heavy. You know what I'm saying? So let me just get right into this. Right into this. Because I'm gonna give you a little something, guys, a little something, people. A little inch into my personal life right now. And I've been doing a lot of reading. I mean, if you know me, I'm a researcher. I deal with facts. I deal with a lot of research. And there's a lot of things that goes down in our community as an adult. I mean, there's certain things as adults, we shouldn't move certain ways around children. So at the end of the day, like, because where I live, it's where I live in my community, it's very family orientated, and the kids, they got love for your boy. Applaud them. You know what I mean? Let's applaud the kids, man. Let's give a shout out to the kids real quick. But anyway, it's like as an adult, I'm like, there's certain images. I never smoke weed around the kids ever, but there's certain images that I would not portray. And I said, from now on, I will not drink in front of the kids. They will never see me with anything in my motherfucking cup, because I feel as though if he presents that image to the kids, you know what I mean? They look at that shit and they look at me. They look at that shit as cool. I'll do my shit on the side. I mean, I can't police it all the time now, people. But you know, there's certain things that if I'm, there's certain ways that I can police that stuff. You know what I mean? I just give you, you know, just a little hint in my personal life. You know what I mean? Actually, you know what I'm saying? My whole personal life been crazy. Nigga been eating healthy. Niggas eating salads and shit. All types of fruit. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to live. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to live, people. I'm just trying to live. You know what I mean? But I'm a talk about this Ebola scare real quick. Ebola scare, because the thing is, and they do this all the time. And I don't have the power to be a racist. First of all, racism is a system. You know, if you don't like a person from their color, that's prejudice. That's not racist. But anyway, anytime something fucked up happens, it always gotta come from Africa. It always gotta come, you know what I mean? Like AIDS came from Africa. Like the killer African bees come from Africa. Like, come on, Hawaii. Come on, Whitey. But it's a system. It's like, come on. They do that. It, like I said, it's subconsciously. When they do that, everything fucked up comes from Africa. Black people come from Africa. So subconsciously and subliminally, white people will think that it happens. That happens. That is us. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's just subliminally that we have something to do with that. But that's just my little rant real quick. But I'll tell you like this. Sometimes, and if y'all people know me, like I scramble through the internet and I got this clip. I'm sorry. I got to play it for you guys because this, it's, matter of fact, let me just play it for you.
Saturday and Sunday night, 8 Eastern.
Welcome back. We're about to bring you an almost unbelievable story out into the open. Ask yourself, how willing would you be to make friends with someone who hates you because of your skin color? Well, that's exactly why the man you're about to meet caught our attention. We have seen many stories about the Ku Klux Klan and black people persecuted by the Klan, and we were amazed to hear about a black man who reached out to Klansmen and even made friends with some of them. Don't believe it? Neither do.
Okay, did you hear the clip? This was about a fucking black guy trying to motherfucking join the Ku Klux Klan. Applaud his dumb ass. I mean, I don't want to play the whole clip, but just applaud his dumb ass for trying to join the Klan, a black guy trying to join the Klan. You know, that's my little bit of social commentary. But like I said before, man, that's one thing I said. I'm gonna take that stand, and I'm not gonna. When I'm around children, I'm not gonna have no drink or nothing like that, man. Because you know, sometimes that little things that as adults that we do, the children, they look at us. You know what I mean? And if they look at me and they be like, okay. You know, he's a drinker, and me, I should be kind of a little bit sensitive to that, because if you know me personally, you know I have my issues, and I had issues. So, you know, there's little things as adults. There's little things. We can't change the community at all, but there's little things as adults how we can just do just a little bit better. And if I can just do that, I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So let me applaud myself one time. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm going to bring in the guys from the Joust, Mr. Bruce Jackson and Cousin Wesley Williams. And if these guys don't follow this site, go on Facebook. It's called the Joust Hip Hop Battle League, and they got their first event is going down November 1st. Excuse me. I'm about to bring these guys in so they can talk about their event and what they got going on. So let me see what's going on here. Reno Shebang, is that you?
What's happening?
Oh, hold on. What's going on?
What's happening?
Wesley, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What up?
Okay, applaud these guys, founders of the Joust. Okay, guys. First of all, Bruce Jackson, let me talk to you real quick. Before we even get to the battle situation, tell the people what you're qualified to do. You have your own record label, you have your own studio. Tell the people, just give the people real quick your bio.
Well, it's extensive. Got my own label, you know, studio. You know, do video work. We've done some video game stuff in the past. You know, just trying to broaden everything. You know, we only live once, so you know, I'm trying to touch a little bit on everything. You know what I mean?
Oh, you did Thirsty for Friends. You did Thirsty for Friends for Smoke.
Yeah. Thirsty for Friends. That's yeah.
Still one of my favorite videos.
Yeah, baby.
You did Thirsty for Friends for Smoke. I mean, you did a lot of work with the homie Javier Crush Remington.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just guys, because we're gonna get to the Joust battle thing. But let's talk about your music situation. Don't just guys got a mixtape or have a mixtape in the pipeline going on?
Yes, we do.
Right now?
Yep. Yeah, we do. It's called Knights of the Ages.
Knights of the Ages.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. You know.
And when will that be released, big homie?
We don't have a release date yet. We're putting, you know, the final touches and stuff on it, you know, going through the track list and picking songs and, you know, working on the cover a little bit because we want this to be explosive, you know.
Okay. Okay, can you give us a little hint on what artists are going to be on there? What artists are going to be on there? And then after that, give me your roster of your label right now as far as Medieval Puff Daddy Entertainment.
Okay, we got, you know, me, of course. I'm on there. We got Wes on there, you know, Rojo. We got Crush on there. We got Skiz on there, you know what I mean? We got a couple tracks from Loon. We got a couple tracks from the boy Tim. You know, pretty much everybody we've been working with for the last year.
Hey, Wesley.
Yo.
I'd love to get into it. I knew it had to be your fucking ass to fucking shut up a goddamn hip hop battle.
Yeah, baby.
No, we collabed on this for real. We were talking about it, and it was like, this is an untapped market, so a lot of these cats don't even know about the battle scene, so why not bring it here?
Right. So, yes, guys, tell me the whole inspiration, because the thing is, to talk to my listeners, we're in Pennsylvania, New Kensington, Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, you know what I mean? And I live in the suburbs of the suburbs of Pittsburgh, people. And the thing is, the battle scene in New Ken, I like to call it New Ken York.
Yeah, baby.
because the cats down there, they really take this hip hop shit serious. I mean, the ciphers, all that stuff. You go face to face battling cats, it's off the chain down there. So Wes, what was your inspiration? What was your vibe? Or what are you? I'll ask both of y'all answer this question. Wes, you answer it first, and Reno, you can answer it next. What was the whole inspiration? Was it just, hey man, we got a lot of talent down here, and we want to expose this. This is an untapped market. What was the inspiration for you guys setting off this league?
Honestly, I'm a huge battle fan myself, and me and Reno been following battles, so we was like, you know what? let's see what happens if we try to bring that market here, just so we can enjoy our own battles from people we know.
Firstly, you guys know.
Just being a huge fan of the battle scene in general, we just decided we wanted to put our hands in this and see how it plays out and just try something different and give the artists something different, because all we see in them is going to Augie's, doing shows and stuff like that. Why not give them another venue? Why not bring them a battle scene and see if they can compete head-to-head and see how that goes? And then, if some of these artists have beef, why not give them an opportunity to settle it on the mic as artists?
Well, I'm gonna let you know. Now this where it becomes, we can't take street beef over to battle rap, because
true.
The thing is,
and I understand
that we cannot do that, because we cannot
it's gonna
take
get out of hand.
Beef into battle rap, because it will get out of hand. And
I see that.
You know what I mean? You have to promote lyricism. There has to be some type of rules, some type of parameters.
We've been doing that.
Because the thing is, you guys are trying to give people. And by the way, people, I'll be a judge for that first event going down too. So what it is we want to show everybody that hip hop is not bad. We just want to have a good time, and the folks in battle rap and the battle rappers that are all about this hip hop. And at the end of the day, if you take an L, you can go back, dust off your notebook, and come back in and try to rebattle a guy.
Right. See, my thing is, you know what I'm saying? I just want to explore another avenue. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of talent out here. You know, there's a lot of talent, you know? And, you know, we could get together and let's try something different. You know what I'm saying? Let's try something different. I mean, I'm sure a lot of hip-hop cats are a fan of the battles. You know, not everybody battles. But, you know, they might want to participate, be there, see other people battle. You know what I mean? Everybody get, you know, something for everybody to talk about on the positive side, because we all love hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The end of the day,
we all
fans of hip-hop.
So, you know, we got to take our steps. You know, this is the first time for us, and it's going to be a first time for a lot of people. So, you know, we got to take baby steps and try to cover all aspects so that we can all have a good time.
Go ahead, Wes.
Oh, I wanted to let you know I won't be giving anyone 16 bars of fire either.
16 bars of fire. Listen, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Real talk. I'm gonna tell how all the negativity, can just be squashed. Period.
Exactly.
I'm gonna tell y'all real quick. You don't even need security, right? Just hear me out first before you even talk. You don't even need security. You don't need nothing. You know what you need? Free chicken wings and mac and cheese. Niggas will not fight at all up in that motherfucker. Have some free chicken wings and mac and cheese, my nigga. Niggas will have no motherfucking problems, my nigga. Just get some free chicken wings and mac and cheese.
No.
Niggas will have no problems.
You know what I mean?
Cats will have the itis. Just get some free chicken wings, and I'm gonna tell you right now, get the real mac and cheese, my niggas. The shit you getting square is not that bad.
Yeah, baby.
You know, we're gonna have fun with this, you know. This is gonna be fun. You know,
teach some of these people how to respect the culture as well.
Okay, yeah. So educate us real quick. When's the event going down? Where is it at? And please have some free chicken for us.
Yeah, baby.
November 1st at the stadium.
Yeah, 8 p.m. You know, we're going to have some performances
after
the battle.
Okay, it's got to be clear. You know what I mean? Where is the stadium? I know where it's at, but you got to let the people know. Where is the stadium?
Down the street from the old Sheets. I think that's 7th Street, ain't it?
Yeah, that is 7th Street. Right in between Valero's, where that's at, and the Valley Lounge. It's right in between there.
And
right on that road.
Pennsylvania. And New Kensington, Pennsylvania, folks.
Yeah, in New Kent, Pennsylvania.
And New Kent, Pennsylvania. Hey, guys, I tell you what. I hope you stick around because I'm about to go here after today. I probably will lose my motherfucking show. You hear what I'm saying? Because I'm on Whitey's side tonight. Whitey, I'm telling you right now, I'm about to give people the work here in a second. You know what I mean? About to give the work here in a second. But hey, guys, stick around, man, because I'm about to get into some other shit real quick. And I'm going to probably bring y'all back in a second on the other half. Okay, man. Look at shot for my man, Reno Shebang.
Yeah,
Wesley Williams, founders of the Hip Hop Jobs Battle League. If you don't follow them, they on hit the like page on Facebook, whatever. They got their first battle going on at the stadium in New Kensington, November 1st. Actually, let me pull them back in because I don't even know who's battling. Wesley.
Yes.
Who's the battlers? Who's the battlers? Bruce, you're on too. Who's the battlers? Who's going up against who that night?
All right. The first two cards we got is my homie Enemy and my homie Dollar. That's the first battle. Then the second battle is my boy Cracker Kev and my boy Sheezy.
What's the one dude's name? Did you say Cracker Kev?
Yeah, he really goes by Cracker Guest. I kid you not.
Shout out to Cracker Guest.
He's more of a parody-type rapper.
Shout out to Cracker Guest.
Yeah, he's a parody-type rapper, and I got him to try his hands in the battle.
Okay.
So, the third battle is not going to be, you know, pretty much announced until we do the flyers, which has going to be in a couple days.
I have some inside information, and I know you're politicking, but I'm gonna let the people know. I think that the Top Flight Boys might be performing that night. Am I correct?
It's a possibility. No, we ain't gonna. Okay.
I don't want to put the business out there like that. Let me just go ahead and shut my mic off real quick. You know what I'm saying? But let me shut the mic off. But at the end of the day, and I'm gonna bring y'all back on in a second. Let me roll through my little outline real quick. Yeah, man. It's going down, man. Once again, man, give a shout out to these guys, man. You know what I mean? Clap it up for them. I have to talk to the fellas real quick because the thing is, like, hey fellas, you guys got to stop. And I'm being like there's a such thing as chivalry, but there's a such thing as just flat out kissing ass. You know what I'm saying? And some of you niggas do be overdoing it. I'm letting you know right now, y'all niggas be overdoing it. Y'all overdoing it. Y'all were doing it too much. Y'all were doing entirely too much. You know what I'm saying? Because, first of all, I was at the bar the other day with a friend of mine, and he likes this girl, right? He likes this girl, and the nigga was just being too extra laughing, you know, too extra, just laughing at everything she said, you know. She said, "Like Jordan, nigga." Like, nigga, stop it. Because she know, like, just quit. Let me get a. The girl ain't even said nothing. The girl ain't even said nothing. Yeah, she said, "Hey, can I get a shot? A vodka?" And here this nigga does. She said a shot of vodka. Like, nigga, you're selling yourself short. And the thing is, deep down inside, she knows she's not that funny. And that's two things that niggas need to stop doing. Being extra smiley, you know what I'm saying? Being all extra smiley, and thinking that if you buy a bitch a drink, you're supposed to get some off.
Yeah,
tonight.
Baby.
Stop. You know what I'm saying? Quit doing that. You know, I can buy her six drinks. She owe me some. She doesn't owe you nothing, my nigga.
Yeah, baby.
Stop that. All that extra smiley, jiggy, don't get cheer. Quit. Just stop. Because at the end of the day, she's looking at you like a sucker. Because, like I said, she knows she's not that funny. She knows she ain't say nothing. She knows she didn't say nothing witty or cool. She's just making a statement, my nigga. You know what I mean? And she just said some shit, man. I got to put my hair in a ponytail. And here we go. You're simping that. She said she got to put her hair in a ponytail. Like, stop that shit. Cut that shit out. You're selling yourself short, man. Just be cool. I know you might like her and shit, but just be cool, my nigga. You don't got to do all that shit. All that extra shit, because she knows that she's not. She's just making a statement. You're overdoing it. Make a shot for your ass.
Yeah, baby.
But shit, man. But at the end of that, no, for real, man. That shit's a problem. And the thing is, I'm looking at the brothers like, hey, you shouldn't even do that. You know what I mean? But I guess we got to go into it. But before we go into it, I have to let you guys listen to the clip. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? You know what? At the end of the day, people, when you see people out there doing great achievements and starting from the top to the bottom and doing big things, you have to give people credit. And at the end of the day, I have to give a special shout out to my man, Big Zao, Chris Clay, Tone Chin, Charlo Edwards, LaBook, and all the other staff out there, because at the end of the day, all we do is win.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? My man Chris Clay is going to that championship. And at the end of the day, I heard my man Big Zao took a loss, but it's okay. But I tell you like this, as far as this midget football league shit, my man Big Zao is a motherfucking Vince Lombardi of this shit. I'm just letting y'all know that right
now.
Yeah,
baby.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we're about to talk about this, is white people allowed to say nigger or nigga? You know what I'm saying? But before anybody gets me misconstrued, I need you to listen to this clip real quick.
I've been profiled, folks. Not by Whitey. No, no. Blackie. Blackie is a problem in my life. Blackie assumes I'm a Democrat. Blackie assumes Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Blackie assumes that I like ketchup on my fucking eggs. I've been profiled, and I'm sick of it. Blackie assumes that I like sugar in my grits. Blackie sees me walking down the aisle in the supermarket, and Blackie ice grills me. Why? Blackie sees me in my CL600, and Blackie wants to rob me, cut my throat, and set me on fire. Why? What the fuck is with Blackie, and why am I profiled? I don't feel comfortable around Blackie. At night, I sleep with two Glocks in my bed. I've accidentally shot myself and shot one of my dogs, thinking Blackie was coming through the window at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired of being profiled by Blackie. Whitey and I have an understanding. It's a face-off, but it's an understanding. I lay down with his bitches. I twist his bitches out. His bitches understand my struggle. Blackie is something like a hate of mine. Blackie assumes that I should view Martin Luther King Jr. as something other than a hustler and a Mac Daddy. Blackie has got a problem with me because I speak my mind. Blackie assumes that I know where the weed spot is. And Blackie assumes that I will disrespect my girl on a Saturday night just for some bitches that he knows across town with some fat asses who will take it long and deep. Blackie assumes that Marvin Gaye's music should be something to me other than howls from an old cokehead. No, that was Roy. I'm sorry. Okay, that was wrong. That was wrong. Pardon me. That shit was wrong. Okay. Blackie worries me. Sometime in the morning when I'm biting into my egg sandwich, I think that Blackie's going to come through the door and shoot me in the side of my fucking head. Blackie, cut me some slack, Blackie. I've been profiled. And I've had enough.
Okay. Let's be clear. Know where I'm coming from before you even talk to trash. Okay. But let's talk about it. Should white people be allowed to say nigga? Actually. Shout out to my nigga JVO, man, for powering through with me last week. A nigga was saucy to the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? That's why I didn't put that goddamn replay up there, people. I was up there swearing. But okay, let's get into it. Nigga. Are white people allowed to use the word nigga? And I say, yes, they are allowed to use the word nigga.
Yeah, baby.
Nigga. Because at the end of the day, black people, you can't have it both ways. We can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Didn't we say that nigga was a term of endearment? My friend, my buddy, my pal. Why are you getting mad because white people use the word? Why do you care? If we're not even talking about she or putting the word on anybody. If they want to say what's up, my nigga, they're allowed to say what's up, my nigga.
Yeah, baby.
What do you care for? It's a term of endearment. Now, the thing is, guys, out there, you have smartphones, you have Wikipedia, you have Google. Google the word nigger and Google the word nigger, okay? Okay, it doesn't even matter. We ain't going to play that separation game shit. We're not even going to do that. You know what I mean? Listen. All right, it's either you are or you're not, okay? Why would you get mad at a person that says a word unless you identify yourself with that? Are you a nigga? Why would you get mad if they say it unless you think yourself as a nigga or a nigger? Are you that? It's either you are or you aren't. That's it. Point blank, period. We can end the show right now. We can end the show. It's either you are or you're not. It's either you're a nigger or you're not. Period. How you going to identify with a word that's set out to hurt you? If somebody says the word and you get mad, then you identify yourself with that word. Right? If I call somebody a straight heterosexual man and call him a faggot, right? Is he supposed to get mad? He's going to say, you know what? Fuck you, Smoke. I got fucking 3 kids and a wife to prove it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? He's not worried about that shit.
Yeah, baby.
So what I'm saying is, and this is a little bit, you know what I mean? This is a little bit. I might even bring somebody on. Is this the homie? I might even bring in because, like I said before, you know what I'm saying? This is a heated subject, and this is what happens. And I said this before. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people got a lot of stuff to say respectfully when it be on, like, the Facebook situations or any type of social network. But when it comes to this platform and say, hey, and I'm not here, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's people on the line, and I ain't bringing people in just to bring you in. Like, I'm saying, like, hey, a lot of people got a lot of stuff to say on these social networks. But when it's time to do some real dialogue, they don't really got nothing to say. And it makes me feel like, you know, it ain't that, but it's all right. It does. Some people just want to sit back and listen and be educated. But I'm gonna bring my favorite S and DJ on right now, DJ Dondi. This guy totally got me on the mute button. Applaud him. I can't even. Actually, you know what? How about this? Let me find something real quick because the thing is. Certain black people, y'all don't even really know your history. Y'all don't even know where that word is embedded from. Actually, you know what I mean? Like I said, I always embraced it. And if people know me, if you know me personally, I'm the guy that tells people, hey, you know what? You should say nigga more, right?
Yeah, baby.
Late. Because at the end of the day, you don't know where that word is embedded from. You don't know where it comes from. And it's like, hey, I actually, because, you know, I love my clips, but at the end of the day, I'm right. White people, I'm right with you. One more time. Let me get it one more time. At the end of the day, I'm rocking right. Let me see. Is this my man right here? Coach.
You.
Is that you? Hold on. Because I gave you some new music. It's my man Chris Clay. New intro music right here. No, wrong one. Sorry. That's live radio, Kerr. Live radio, that's what happened.
Say we live. I'm from the bricks. I'm here. We live.
what they be like.
That's your new intro music right there. You fuck with the
Kerr? That's my new intro.
That's your new. You got anything to say about this subject, my brother?
I'm be honest with you, Smokey. I don't like it. Am I necessarily offended when I hear per se a white person a white girl say it or sing it in a song? I'm not offended, but I look at that person different. I'm not going to lie. Because this is my point, Smoke. Now, you know, growing up with some old white cats that have been down since day one, you know what I mean? Say, like, let's say, for instance, a Mark Brink.
Yep.
Right? Now, he's been through thick and thin with you, all kind of situations. You know what I'm saying? If you're in a fight, he's in the fight right there with you. You know what I'm saying? Someone disrespects you, he's got your back 100%. Am I right?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you ever heard that man come out and say, "Smoke, that's my nigga"?
Not at all.
And he's been through that struggle with you, right? He's the white dude that dates black chicks. You know what I mean? Now, for instance, you have the generation now that listens to the music, and you know they want to carry that persona, and they think that that's okay. You have the white chick that messes with black guys. She thinks that that's okay. You see what I'm saying? And to me, that's kind of, they're not, it's not, I'm not, like I said, I'm not offended by it, but I kind of think it's ignorance for them to say it. Now, like I said, we brought the Mark Brink. You know, he's grown up with a lot of us. He's been there with us. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, hold on, not to cut you off, but we'll end up, you know, if we're going to keep it subjective and not objective, I'll say we'll end up calling Mark Brink a nigga before we call him a nigga.
Yeah, you'll definitely be like, "Oh, this is my nigga Mark."
My nigga.
But at the time, we'd be like, "This is my nigga Smoke."
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And my point to that is he's seen that word used against one of his friends in a negative way. He kind of sees how that necessarily will hurt you or offend somebody that he knows that he, you know, came up with. He sees what that word does. You know what I mean?
Right.
So He's not ever going to come out of his mouth and say that. Now,
no.
Like I said, you have this generation now. They listen to the music and they hear it being said, and you know that. Like I said, this girl, she's dated a couple black guys. You know what I mean? But for the most part, they haven't grown up around that. They haven't seen how that word affects certain people. You know what I mean? So for them to use it, I'm not necessarily offended. But I kind of look at them people as ignorant. You know what I mean? Like they're using it, and they think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Which, like you said, you know what I mean? We use it as a word of an endearment. You know what I mean? That's true. You know what I'm saying? They hear that, so why can't we use it? You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Just because you hear it, I don't think it gives you the right to say it. You know what I mean? Like I said, I'm not offended. If I hear it, now you know there's a difference between someone saying, "Oh, yeah, yeah," you know, singing in a song, "Yeah, that's my nigga," or a girl saying, yeah, that nigga be tripping.
My nigga.
Yeah, you know the difference between that than someone saying, nigga, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to break your neck, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know that difference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know that difference.
Yeah,
you know,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. But hey, Cutter, I'm gonna put you on hold real quick. I'm gonna bring you back in because I have some other clips to bring up. So stick around, bro. I got some other callers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The homie Champ headed to the Super Bowl. The homie Chris Clay on the check-in, my nigga. My nigga. Okay. We're gonna go to the line again. I did definitely wanna say something, but you know what I'm saying, I don't like to keep people hanging out there. I think I know who this is. 724-889. Is this you?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
hello.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely not.
Keep
I don't agree with
checking.
Anything that you've said.
No?
No,
okay.
I don't agree with anything you said. I was so angry listening to you talk.
Go, talk.
Huh?
Talk, you have the floor.
Well, it's not a term of endearment, first of all. And I do know where the word came from. It was...
You said I hung up on you. Continue. Well, she really hung up. She said I hung up. Oh, shit. It's just sound effect people. Let me see if I can get Keisha back online. Hold on. Okay. 412-708, you're on the line. Let's go. Hello?
Yo.
This is
still
West. What's up? Oh, this is still West. Oh, okay. Hold on, West.
Yeah.
All right. Let me meet you real quick. Hey, at the end of the day, let me see if I can get her in the line. Damn, she really thought I hung up on her. But like I said, people, like, we use it as a term of endearment. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. And if they say it, why do you care? You know what I mean? And the homie Chris Clay laid down some powerful points. Like, let me see if I can get her back in. Hello? Yeah, I tell you what. Wes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to do some more other shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get Keisha back on the phone. You know what I mean? Let me send her a Facebook message out, because like I said, I was playing with her. I'm like objective. You know what I'm saying? So I like to, like, people, you know, to hear all sides of the stick. I like to give people a free space, but she's my friend personally in real life. So I was just trying to, like, joke with her. If she was like witty, you know what I mean? She would know that cell phones don't got no dial tone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They ain't even got no cell. They ain't even got no cell phones. Hey, but you have anything to say about this situation, Wes? Do you feel as though that do you get mad or do you get furious when white people say nigga?
How I look at it is, as long as you're not trying to degrade me personally, you can say what you want, because it ain't gonna offend me at the end of the day. I may look like, damn, it just came out your mouth, but at the same time, it's like, you know what? As long as you ain't coming at me like, you dirty porch monkey, I'm good. You say what you want to say, and that's on you.
So basically, you take the stance that basically you don't even care. He's like, hey, long as you ain't talking about me, and long as you ain't saying anything about me, I'm fine with it. As long as you don't be disrespectful to me, I'm fine with it.
Exactly.
Right.
That's how I look at it. It's just respect thing.
Yeah. It definitely comes down to a respect thing, but I tell you what, people, I would love, because the thing is, Keisha Lucas has some powerful points sometimes, and the thing is, I definitely would like to get her take on it. You know what I mean? So what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna try to get at her real quick. I'm gonna put you guys on a hold real quick. No, I'm not. I'm gonna power through this because I got a lot of shit to say. Like we I love her, but I for damn sure don't need her, people. I'll let you know that right now. But I just like people to be objective and have some objective and bring some other side to the table. And actually, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, here's what we're going to do. Because we have to talk about this, and we have to talk about really, like, where the word came from. You know what I mean? Yes, it's a word to break you down. It's a word to do this, do that, when I'm talking about black people. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of racism going down. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Hold on. And if my man Chris Clay knows he's out there, you know I got that special guest calling in. Like I said before, I'm worldwide, people. International James, International Smoke.
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd.
And I've joined
Floyd.
Heart Radio for the show. I'm Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd.
And I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather. And
I'll tell you like this. Like I said before, how about this? Here's what I'll do. I'm about to play some news for y'all. This is gonna wake y'all up, because this is something that y'all probably seen and thought it was funny and took it as a joke. And especially if you are from where's that at? Where's my quote? Like, you know what I mean? Where's that at? Oh, here you go. I tell you like this. Here you go. Y'all probably seen this clip and y'all heard this clip. And the thing is, when people say niggas, we'll see what we're talking about. And then I'm going to give you some history about this word in a second. Listen to this, people. Spelling bee. Spelling bee, by the way.
Niggas. What is the language of origin?
Ethiopian to Amharic.
What is the definition?
A king. It's used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia. Negus.
Negus. Could you use it in a sentence?
The Negus ruled Ethiopia until the coup of 1974.
Negus. Could you repeat the definition?
A king is used as a title of the sovereign of Ethiopia, Negus.
Negus.
Andrew, would you say the word loudly for the judges?
Negus.
One more time?
Negus.
Negus.
Negus. N-E-G-U-S, Negus.
Absolutely stunned, but he'll take it.
Yeah, baby.
You see, you hear the definition, famo? Niggas. So you know what they used to say? They used to get mad. Because African, black people, you know what I'm saying, not to get all separation-y, you know what I'm saying? They try to make it seem like Africa's all fucked up. You know what the white people used to say? Look at them niggas.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? That's what used to happen. That's what used to happen. And on that note, on that note, real quick, so anybody that says that, you know, and I'm a ride off what my homie Chris Clay said, but and anybody, this is for you, that says that white people ain't allowed to say the word niggas, because they're talking about.
You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, I'm gonna go into because I gotta do something real quick. I gotta roll me something up and take a little real quick smoke break. So, actually, how about this? You know what I mean? This is what I'll play. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be right back. Give me like 3 minutes, people. Let's go. Up in Smoke Radio. Stay tuned. We're going to still go into this. Let's go.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Hey, girl. You know it's not true. Drake, girl. It's 50. Trigger. Somebody pull the fire alarm. Girl, where you from? Because you got this club on fire. And outside, I bet all this mother smoke. All this mother smoke. Smoke. All this mother smoke. The way your body rolls. Cause you got this club on fire, and outside of it, all this smell is smoke.
All this smell is smoke. Girl, this smell is smoke.
Yeah.
All this smell is smoke.
Come on, pink diamonds, pink sad bitches, Aruba. Blue sapphires on days when she feeling Uber. She hood and in the mood when I'm in the mood. Erotic, so exotic, I'm psychotic about it. I don't want forever, I just wanna taste up love. Sample that product, I bet a nigga tongue go numb. She's a narcotic, that bomb shit burning, we smoking. My old flame, my Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I keep Nina around. And a small on my back, taste some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Dre hit some. Then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Niggas can't comprehend what the shit about. Police coming,
you like
put
smoking,
the shit out.
You got me high.
You know you make a nigga won't put it down.
High.
I feel like a motherfucker.
What the fuck you done for me? You got me feeling like you just rolled out for me. You like smoke.
You got me high.
Go high, make your love come down. One time, had it ass
come down. What the fuck you me. You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But when she gets to work in her hips, You know the temperature rise, oh Lord. Soon as she see the dick and I die, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation pimping ain't easy. Back, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping crack, now my cars are black. Niggas get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the shit costs. Who could set it? A house is not a home without her. I had them panties on a Greyhound filled up with powder. But what she show me, what she do for me has no limits. Her wanting is temporary.
You
come
like
to show,
smoking,
you gon' get it.
You got
what's
me
up?
High.
You know
what
you make a nigga gon' put it down.
I'm tripping. Where does that sad
Black power in this motherfucker. 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 Black power in this motherfucker.
Black power. Black power. Black power.
Australia 40-37.
Hello?